Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Travel World. Here we are. It's Saturday, September the 12th. I'm with Stephen Pickford on the line, along with Jessica at the Baluchon out in Quebec. We're going to be covering our hometown. Well, not necessarily Montreal, but the region, as well as Quebec, the Shawinigan area. Stephen will tell you a bit more about that in a few minutes. We have got the hands of Chad behind the console, and we've got Melanie Raffis in studio, who will be talking about South Africa and also Washington, D.C. after the 30. So, Stephen, what's up for today?
Well, we'll be talking. We're here at the Auberge du Gouverneur in Shawinigan, spending our first night here discovering the Shawinigan area. And what a beautiful location. The Auberge du Gouverneur just opened May 1st of this year. So it's probably the newest hotel that I've ever stayed at. I don't think not too many people have stayed here yet, but they're doing very well. Talking to sales director Francois Dallaire, the property enjoyed like an 84% occupancy rate in the month of August. So very successful. It's the nicest and newest hotel in Shawinigan. Beautiful location on the St. Maurice River, right opposite the Cité de l'Énergie, and we'll be talking about that shortly. They're sort of a Canada's unique theme park they bill themselves as.
That's fantastic. It's amazing what kind of stuff you're going to find right in your own backyard, you know, whenever you look. Stephen and I last week went and did some train hunting. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But so this place was recently opened up, at least the Baluchon was.
Right, the Baluchon also was opened up. We'll be going there later today, and we'll be talking more about that in a couple of weeks. Because these are new properties, the Auberge du Gouverneur in Shawinigan and the Baluchon in St. Paulin, that you know, are an hour and a half, 2 hours away from home. It is so easy to get to Shawinigan. Take the 40 east and just head north on the 55. You think Shawinigan is way north. It's like 20 miles north of Trois-Rivières, so it's not as far as you would imagine. And it's a beautiful drive, particularly when the fall foliage, the leaves are changing already just a tiny little bit. But, you know, we think of going to the Laurentians or Lanaudière, but the St. Maurice Valley, beautiful for fall foliage. And if you don't have a car, of course, you can call Enterprise Car Rental at that one easy-to-remember number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. They have some weekend getaway specials beginning at $14.99 a day on the weekend, and they'll come and get you and return you back home so you don't have to try to find their location. They got a number of locations all around the greater Montreal area, so Enterprise are the people to call specialists in those weekend getaways, making a car rental affordable.
1-800-RENT-A-CAR, that's pretty easy, eh, Steve?
Yeah, I don't think, even Norman Mike.
Even Norman.
Can't forget that number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. What do we do when we rent a car? Call 1-800-RENT-A-CAR.
Yeah, that's it. So you went out, you took the 40 East, you went up the 55, and you got to Shawinigan. So what happened after that?
Well, we had a very nice dinner last night, and we're here, as I mentioned, at the Auberge du Gouverneur, and you know, sometimes you go to a hotel restaurant and it's kind of standard fare, but not here. They have a number of package plans, and they include, you know, last night we started off, you know, if you on the meal plan, if you're on one of their package plan rates, you start off with an entree at prosciutto with mixed greens and pale ale vinaigrette, and followed that with soup of the day, which was parsnip and pear, and mushroom stuffed chicken. Parsnip and pear.
Are we talking a Montagne Coupe Revisited?
Very, very, actually, very nice taste. I mean, you had a kind of slight fruity taste.
Okay.
But not, if you had each of those ingredients together, it might not be nice, but put them together, and it was a very refreshing soup. And the mushroom stuffed chicken with mustard and cider vinaigrette, and they have a varied menu, chicken and sausage and duck and perch and beef sirloin, so whatever you're liking. Then you start off the morning with an all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet. So.
Ah, the breakfast buffet. So what's in this breakfast buffet? Are we talking about just muffins and orange juice, Stephen?
No, you have eggs and you have bacon and ham and sausage.
Everything.
And, oh, yes, and you have muffins, fruit and cheese and cereal and
So it's a full buffet, something you're kind of used to if you travel just about everywhere.
Oh, yes, it's a nice, full, hot breakfast buffet.
Okay, well, then that's a bit of a relief, because I remember when we went to the Montagne Coupe, one of their combinations was, I even forget, Stephen, it was that bad.
Yeah, well, I think it was like, you know, vinegar, you know, pepper-laced vinegar with maple syrup, blueberries over a grilled cheese sandwich. I don't.
They tried to be creative in their dining, and I have no problem with someone being creative in their cooking as long as they do have a few standbys for those of us who aren't quite so daring.
Right. Well, no, this is good food here at the Auberge du Gouverneur. Fine, classical continental cuisine and full glass windows. You're overlooking the St. Maurice River, and there's a gas fireplace in the middle of the room to give it all that cozy atmosphere at night. So
I know we like to gravitate towards food an awful lot, but tell us a bit about the countryside, the landscape. What you got out there?
Well, when we came in, the approach into Shawinigan was really the classical picture that you think of maybe the whole St. Maurice Valley. Rounding the bend off of the exit, you come down the hill, and at the foot is power plant number 2, the old Shawinigan Electric Company. And I remember seeing a painting of this. I think it was from Leslie Smith painted this back in the 50s. And it was also on the cover of the Shawinigan Power Company's annual report. I think it's now hanging in the National Gallery in Ottawa. But it's just like that whole painting comes to life. It is a very beautiful scene just on the edge of the Canadian Shield, the water and the rock formations. It's water and rock that makes...
That's the same kind of formation, so that we have, as we go through the Lanaudière, what we like so very much when we go up through Joliet.
Right. Comparable type scenery, and rolling countryside, and rock and water, and the trees, which are, as I mentioned, just...
Well, I hope so.
Now.
So that's a pretty interesting thing. So when you get to the place, we have Cité de l'Énergie online. We have Benoit with us, Benoit Gauthier.
Right.
So why don't we ask him a bit more about his thing. How far is the Cité de l'Énergie now from where you are, Stephen?
Well, just across the river. We can see it. They have the tower there, and it's basically directly in front of the Auberge du Gouverneur.
Mr. Gauthier, welcome to Travel World. Hello? Chad, is he online? I guess so. Anyway, Steve, go ahead, talk a bit more
about
it.
Well, you know how we went to Lowell, and Lowell, the National Historic Park in downtown Lowell, symbolized and represented the dawn of the Industrial Revolution in America with the textile industry. The Cité de l'Énergie is comparable for Canada, but it is only open within the last year. They've already had 200,000 visitors, but not that well known amongst our audience. It brings together the elements that led to the industrialization of Canada, the hydroelectric power, aluminum, pulp and paper, and brings them all together so that you can see how those industries have evolved over the past 100 years, and a number of things that they have you can experience firsthand, how hydropower operates, how it is developed. You can wander inside the old penstock, which fed water to the 6 turbines, and there's an array of period industrial machinery on the generating room floor. You can take anywhere from 2 to 4 hours, they recommend, to visit all of these exhibits and learn about the various industries that were major contributors to the development of Shawinigan and the St. Maurice Valley, and how over the years those products have developed, paper and vinyl and, even chewing gum, they say, how there have been sort of developments that have brought them all to where they are today.
Stephen, let's hold that thought. Let's talk a little bit about Air Montreal for those who want to get around Quebec.
Yeah, if you want to get around Quebec, you can't. As of now, you can't fly to Shawinigan. It's a drive destination, but if you're going to other places like Rouen, Val-d'Or, Bagotville, Quebec City, Mont-Joli, just-in-time travel from Air Montreal is the way to go. You start saving right from the moment you call, because their fares are 50% less than all the other airlines, but without all those restrictions. You can call today, fly tomorrow, no minimum stay, no maximum stay. You don't pay an airport improvement fee. You don't pay for parking, because you leave from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue. Air Montreal, 631-2111. Just-in-time travel. People who care about flying, care about your business, the way flying was originally meant to be. From Air Montreal, 631-2111.
After the break, we'll have François Dallaire from Auberge du Gouverneur. Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
I think you're dead.
D-I-Q-C, Montreal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langilles' choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
First thing in the morning, I need a great cup of coffee. Tasso here to tell you you'll find it at Tutti Frutti, freshly ground and specially brewed. Team that up with 10 different breakfast specials at $2.99 or $3.99, and that's the early bird breakfast special from 6A to 9A at Tutti Frutti. As well, there are lunch specials like stuffed crepes or tortellini, all starting at just $5.95. Eat at Tutti Frutti just once and you'll say,
I think I've died and gone to heaven.
You have.
I have.
Tutti Frutti on De Laurentide in Laval, La Belle in St. Jerome, Taschereau in Brossard, St. Catherine West in Westmount, and Galerie des Sources, DDO.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
How are you doing this Saturday morning? I'm Lita Polson. We're at Bois Martineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada and Kirkland. You want to have a great day, you drop by here. We're open today till 5. The promotions, though, and it's exciting, continue tomorrow till 5 o'clock, too. Tomorrow we'll open 11 till 5. And don't forget, at Bois Martineau, you buy now, you pay in September 1999. No deposit, no payment, no interest, no hidden or extra charges. And there's always free delivery within 200 kilometers, done by the experts, even on Sundays, and that is a big help. Drop by and pick up a copy of the new fall flyer, too, and check out Danby. They are specialists in compact refrigerators. Do you need an extra small fridge for your basement, possibly? Or you have a student who's moving into university who needs an extra fridge, a little fridge? We've got them for you here. As a matter of fact, we have more than 95 refrigerator models to choose from 1.7 cubic foot to 30 cubic feet. That one is just amazing. And they start at $199 up to $7,669. And at Bois Martineau, we're waiting for you. St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Talk Radio 600 CIQC.
They're in the playoffs. The Montreal Impact are showing their mettle as they take the next step towards the championship. See them in action Saturday, September 12th, 7:30 p.m. at the Claude Robillard Sports Complex when they take to the field against the Staten Island Vipers. For tickets, call 328-FOOT. That's 328-3668. Be there for the action, the thrills, the excitement. The Montreal Impact versus Staten Island as the playoffs begin Saturday, September 12th. Tickets, call 328-FOOT.
Mm. Hey, you're eating yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know yogurt's made from active cultures?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
It means it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yogurt's alive. And you know what happens when live things get in you, don't you?
Uh-uh.
They search for nourishment. In fact, right now, little yogurt parasites are stampeding through your system, attaching themselves to vital organs and leaching the life out of them. That cup of yogurt is eating you from the inside out, chewing on you from tongue to tailbone. That's why eating yogurt helps you lose weight. So go on. Have some cool, delicious yogurt. Yogurt, it's like swallowing a ravenous rat. Oh.
This message brought to you from the National Ice Cream Council, who urges you to stop eating yogurt because it's alive, and that's pretty icky.
I'm Dennis Chisholm of Chisholm Appcor. When the time comes to change your existing windows and doors, or renovating your kitchen or bathroom as part of your plans, and when you know you just can't put off redoing your roof any longer, call Chisholm Appcor at 364-1890 for your free estimate and to get things started. Chisholm Appcor has been providing Montrealers with their renovation needs since 1956 and would be proud to have you as one of our valued customers. Chisholm Appcor, where quality and service is a 42-year tradition. That's Chisholm Appcor, 364-1890.
Hello, my name is Kevin Pike from the Salisbury Police Department. You're listening to my favorite travel program, Travel World, right here on AM 600.
CIQC.
Travel AM 600.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this.
Having a good time on Travel World. We're back after the break. It's Willem Backus in studio with Melanie Reffis, the hands of Chad behind the console, and we've got Stephen out at Le Baluchon today, and we've got online with us Francois Dallaire from the Auberge du Gouverneur. Francois, welcome to Travel World.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your destination, your property.
Oh, what you'll find here, it's a nice vacation experience. You can come for the autumn colors who's coming starting next weekend till the end of October. What you can see from a tower of 38 floors is the people don't know, but it's the Laurentian mountain chain coming through the Saint Maurice Valley, and you can see the nice Saint Maurice River and the falls, the color of the autumn over here. And you'll find also our property with a brand new construction from this summer, with a nice dining room, a spa, a convention center, everything from a luxury hotel, but at a standard price.
So it's a very affordable destination to go to. Did you say 38 floors?
Yes, the 38th floor is not the property, it's the tower of the theme park, La Cité de l'Énergie, right across our property. Is a theme park, like Steven said, that you can visit for about 2 to 4 hours. But from the tower is 38th floor. You can see until the Saint Lawrence River.
That's a very interesting trip to take, and for us, 38 floors. We have Benoit Gauthier on the other line. We're going to get to him in a few moments there. So. Stephen, tell us a bit more about the whole area.
Well, also, we're talking here with Francois from the property. You have a number of package plan rates that make it affordable. You mentioned affordability, but people like to plan everything and know what they're getting in advance. You have a number of package plans where they include their meals and entrance to the spa and different treatments.
Of course, we have a lot of package, especially for the color of falls, but we have also some package with our spa, with member of Spa Relais Santé Association, who is really known in Quebec area. But if the people want more information, they can reach us on our 800 number. It's 1-888-922-1100. So they can just give us a call and plan a nice weekend trip to Shawinigan.
Well, I can certainly recommend it because it's a nice, peaceful, relaxing location, fine dining, nice scenery, nice room. Can't beat that for a weekend getaway in only 2 hours from Montreal.
Yeah, and it's not that far from Montreal, and it's not that busy as you can take the 15 north to go to the Laurentian, but if you take the 40 east, you will find a nice place to spend a good weekend.
That's for sure. Francois Dallaire, thank you for joining us here on Travel World today, and we'll be sure to check out your property one way or the other. Stephen, he was mentioning there was a spa in this place.
Yes, and yes, a spa on site, and Jessica will be checking it out after the show.
Jessica, right. Jessica is traveling with you, one of our correspondents. Of course, Jessica, who is in the running in the next competition of the best massage in Montreal with her own one and only Hands of Chad. So, Jessica, welcome to Travel World.
Thank you.
So tell us about how you enjoyed your trip so far. Was it a lot of fun?
Oh, it's been wonderful.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we got here last night and relaxed a little bit before dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Went down, and I've got to tell you, I'm just exquisite food. He really didn't get into it that much, but I had the, where's the menu here? Yeah, I had the marinated pink trout and scallops with salted herbs.
Sounds like you had yourself quite a meal, Jessica.
That was an entree.
That was just the entree.
That was the entree, and delicate, melted in your mouth. After that, I had the pike perch fillet, leek, and mandarin sauce.
Oh, my goodness.
Which had little mandarins and little grapefruits in
them.
How come I wasn't invited? That's what I want to know.
We're going to have to arrange for the Hands of Chad to join one of these expeditions, especially when there's a spa involved, you know.
Massaging makes you work up a hunger, you know. Come on.
Well, Chad would know, definitely.
Well, I think Chad and I should have a massage face-off.
I think that...
I'm game. Let's go.
Okay.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. This is definitely going to turn out to be one of the most interesting trips that we've ever done, that's for sure. Maybe we can have the massage face-off of Montreal in a location like Hawaii or something like that.
On the beach in Hawaii.
Yes, we'll have.
That's the only way to do it.
We'll have like a big banner, you know, the hands of Chad.
The Royal Rumble of massaging.
The Royal Rumble of massage. Oh my goodness! So it sounds like a lot of fun out there, and you've got that theme park, Cité de l'Energie, nearby.
Yes, I'm looking forward to our visit there this afternoon because, you know, I would not have known that it was here. I mean, but looking through the brochures. You know, I know you, Willem, are a gadget man, and you love industry, and you love learning about mechanical things. It's a place to learn about it.
Yeah, tell us a bit more. We have online with us Benoit Gauthier from Cité de l'Energie. Benoit, welcome to Travel World. Hello.
Welcome.
Yes, tell us a little bit about Cité de l'Energie, the theme park.
It's La Cité de l'Energie is Canada's unique theme park. We present the history of Shawinigan during the 20th century. And there are many exhibits, permanent and temporary, and two multimedia presentations.
What is the star attraction? What's the star of the show there?
The attraction, we open the... La Cité in June last year. And since there are 200,000 visitors who come who came at La Cité.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
What's your most famous exhibit there? Which one do you think is your best one?
I think is the multimedia presentation directed by Michel Lemieux and Victor Pilon. It's a great multimedia show with a special theater.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So what? And some of the historical exhibits you have there. Stephen was telling me it's a little bit like some of the old industrial cities that we used to go to down in the States. But you can actually see some of the old energy, the power complexes, and so on.
Yes, we can see. An old power station, renovated and transformed in a great exhibition hall for whole, in which we present the whole machinery.
Wow, this sounds like a really fun place to visit. We're gonna have to go check this out, Stephen.
Right, I'm looking forward to it. It's the type of place that you can bring children to because it's you know interactive and they'll always find something to appeal to them. It's not just for you know adults. Children will come and find it fascinating to see the varying exhibits and see you know history brought to life.
And folks, this is right around the corner. This is just in Shawinigan, which is not even an hour's drive, about an hour's drive away. Stephen, did you say?
Yeah, an hour and a half. Yeah, an hour 45. The 40 east, the 55 north, and you know, as I mentioned, get your car from Enterprise, rent a car, and. Make that weekend getaway.
It's amazing. I mean, you can go down here either for a day trip or even a one-night or even two nights for a good weekend. You won't miss any work, and you get to see some amazing things right in our backyard, and the prices are very reasonable, too.
We left on Friday afternoon, be back Sunday afternoon. I mean...
You're going to have a good time.
Good time, and just as a, you know, so close to home yet. So undiscovered. And the number to call for the more off-rank area if you're looking for tourist information on the entire region, 1-800-567-7603, and the number again at the Auberge du Gouverneur, which have the package plan rates for dining and spa and to visit the Cité de l'Energie right across the street, 1-888-922-1100.
That's fantastic. And Benoit Gauthier, thank you for joining us here on Travel World. We look forward to having you again on our program. And Chad, doing all these massages and working at that car racing place, Key Motorsports, you must work up an appetite, huh?
Damn right. Let's get some food in here.
A pizza, wouldn't you say, Steve?
We better call for a pizza for Chad. If you call now, 11:30 in Montreal, be piping hot, oven fresh, at the door by 12 noon. It's great Montreal-style pizza and a whole lot more from a Montreal company. 31 locations in Greater Montreal, but just one number to call for Pizza Donini, 383-6000. Pizza Donini, 6,000.
Following the break, we got the lovely and talented Melanie Reffis talking to us about two of the destinations, opposite ends of the extreme. We've got Washington, D.C., and also Johannesburg. So, Chad, let's roll the break.
You guys are bad.
Reach out, touch base.
Travel World will continue.
day listening.
AM600 Montreal.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor Mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Hello from Bowie Martineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland. I'm Lita Poulsen, and we're broadcasting here for their big, big half-price sale on selected items. We have an even bigger selection for you to choose from furniture to home appliances, electronics, and we have the new fall flyer for you here, too. And we have Hitachi TVs. They make the home entertainment experience amazing, out of the ordinary, as a matter of fact. The Ultra Black Picture Tube is Hitachi's innovation, provides amazing contrast, sharpness, and color purity. Drop by with the promotion going on the Hitachi 50-inch stereo projection TV, 750-line horizontal resolution. It's amazing. The audio is amazing. The consistency is amazing. It's regularly $2,259. We have it for $1,999 with a 24-month guarantee and a 50-inch stereo color TV by Hitachi. Got to have free delivery with that. You bet you do. Free delivery within 200 kilometers, done by the experts, even on Sundays. And here's a bonus. You buy now, you pay in September 99. Bowie Martineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
It is the time of the year, that once-a-year sale that we've all been waiting for you to save big time on all your mattress sets, bedding, linens, bedroom sets, whatever you need. You come to Dormez-vous, they pay the GST, they pay the PST on already reduced prices. You can save up to 60%, and they pay the tax. Thank you very much at both locations. 3952 Auto Route 440 near Curie-Labelle and Chomedey-Laval, and at Centennial Plaza, Sources Boulevard and DDO. But hurry, it's a limited-time offer.
They're in the playoffs. The Montreal Impact are showing their mettle as they take the next step towards the championship. See them in action Saturday, September 12th, 7:30 p.m. at the Claude Robillard Sports Complex when they take to the field against the Staten Island Vipers. For tickets, call 328-FOOT. That's 328-3668. Be there for the action, the thrills, the excitement. The Montreal Impact versus Staten Island as that playoffs begin Saturday, September 12th. Tickets, call 328-FOOT.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC.
Neither am I. Welcome back to Travel World. It's Willem Backus in studio with the lovely and talented Melanie Reffes, talking about Washington, D.C., as well as Johannesburg, some of your trips.
Opposite ends of the spectrum, travel spectrum.
Yeah. You've got to talk a bit a little closer to the mic, you know, better than that, radio man and everything.
I'm so distracted because of the television robot cameras.
Well, yeah, we have our own little e-show going on here.
Yes, we do, and I guess I'm your Robin Quivers, am I, Willem?
Yeah, that would be, the Howard Stern.
Let's not talk about that, thank you.
Well, we talk enough about nudity and massages and stuff, so we guess it qualifies.
Of course, we're talking about Washington, which is President Clinton, who is no fortunate son this morning. So here we go.
Thank you, Chad. I think Chad is conducting massage in the control room.
I think he is. We'll just leave him to himself.
Leave him to his devices.
Yes.
So yes, you're totally right. Johannesburg, one end of the planet,
mm-hmm.
and one completely unique experience, and Washington, D.C., which is the total opposite end.
You were working in Johannesburg, though. It was a working trip, wasn't it?
I was. I had a wonderful opportunity to go there back in June mm-hmm. to do some filming in the bush of wildlife, which uh-huh. was an extraordinary possibility and something that I certainly had never done before.
Yeah.
And you know me, Willem, I'm not really the in-the-bush type of gal, you know?
So no.
I had to leave the manicures behind for a couple of months, but I completely recommend anybody who is traveling to South Africa, our summer months are the best time to go
yeah.
because it's their winter.
Really?
And it's cool and the animals are out because the bush isn't grown all that high
okay.
and the weather is completely pleasant and it's not hugely populated and crowded and the rand goes a really, our dollars go a really long way.
Really?
One country in the world where our dollars go a really
long way.
Can
you imagine that?
Yeah, because the rand is not in very healthy shape either, so, but it's worse than the Canadian, so.
I thought Ayn Rand was doing just fine.
Not Ayn Rand.
Oh.
The Rand.
The Rand.
The capital R Rand.
Not Janice Rand either.
No, not Janice Rand. Okay. South African yes. Rand.
South African
yeah,
Rand.
It's
yeah,
it's a truly extraordinary vacation or holiday for anybody to go. It's a little pricey. The airfare is a little a bit expensive.
Uh-huh.
The hotels are a little bit expensive. But if you've ever had a burning yen to see a lion or an emu up close, that's the place to be.
A lion or an emu?
Yeah, I didn't even know what an emu... And they eat all that stuff. Well, not lions, but they eat the other
that's
ones.
That's my nickname
impalas.
For my mom. I call her an emu.
Oh, well, I don't think it's the same one I saw peering through the grasses
no.
in the bush.
We saw emus. We went to Salisbury Beach.
Sliced gazelle on the plate or anything
a
like that.
A sliced gazelle?
Dried giraffe they eat.
Okay.
It's called biltong. I don't know whether it would be your particular cup of tea, Willem, but when you get hungry enough from being in the bush all day, you certainly don't turn it down.
Well, when you're on a diet, you learn to eat houseplants, too, so.
Yeah, well, that probably tastes better than the dried giraffe, but
okay,
that's
thank you for
story.
The warning.
The other thing I want to say about about South Africa is that
yeah.
you don't really go to Johannesburg. It's
no?
listed as one of the 10 most unsafe cities in
no
the world.
No way.
And the reputation is completely accurate.
Ooh.
The surrounding areas are wonderful and fabulous, and that's
mm-hmm.
where everybody goes. So anyone who's traveling to South Africa, make a little note of Yeovil and Melville. Those are the two best suburbs outside of Johannesburg,
okay.
with wonderful restaurants, great bars, wonderful
Ooh.
Street scene, shopping, and all kinds of outside marketplaces.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So when you flew in, it was Johannesburg Airport, wasn't it?
It was. So it was South African Airways from New York,
okay.
15 straight hours, no stopping,
oh.
which is really a killer, actually. And you
oh
get
yeah.
right to Joe. You leave it about
8.
They
have a bathroom on the plane, I hope.
Yeah. but you're served, you know, it's funny because it's 15 hours, so you're getting
yeah.
all kinds of meals. You're not sure what time of day it is.
Yeah.
And you get into Johannesburg in the afternoon the following day after leaving New York at 6 o'clock at night.
Okay.
One flight a day from New York.
Ooh, miss that flight and you're dead.
Yeah, you have to wait till the next day.
Jeez.
Or you go to Miami. They leave from
oh, yeah?
anybody from North America wanting to go over there has to leave from either New York
or
Miami.
That's it, eh? The only two places to fly there.
Yeah.
So you went out there, you flew into Johannesburg Airport. Now, this airport, it's not in the city, is it?
It's pretty well in the city.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's pretty well in the city. It's a big, huge, very crowded airport.
Yeah.
And most people tend to get out of it as fast as they can. You land
That's
and go.
That's what you were telling me.
Yeah, yeah. You just, there's a very high car theft rate in Johannesburg, and it's not really the type of strolling city that we've all been to in other parts of the world.
On a part of safety, I mean, what would you rank it? Any city in the States compare? Or
no,
what?
Nothing.
It's
Everything
even worse
pales,
than that.
It completely pales.
Wow.
Even something like the South Bronx or South Central Los Angeles. Like,
You'd
it's downright unsafe.
You'd be safer walking through the Watts? Than
Absolutely.
Yeah,
in the middle of the night, I dare add. But as I said, the saving grace for Joburg is that all of the fun and the activity has just moved anywhere between 5 minutes and 20 minutes outside of the city center.
Right.
So you still get a real African flavor, but you're not mm-hmm. actually downtown Johannesburg.
Well,
right,
that's
downtown, you have to kind of stay clear of it, particularly even during the daylight hours. You know, you think maybe it just gets that way after 5 o'clock, but it's kind of like no man's land, even at parts of the parts of daylight.
It is. But as I say, there's plenty of things to do outside of the city, and
yeah,
certainly
okay,
people
talk about happy things, happy
yeah,
places.
And, and people are not, you know, many people going to South Africa on a vacation or thinking about it are going for the animals.
Yeah.
And the game reserves, particularly the ones around Kruger National Park, one
uh-huh.
in particular I stayed at called Sabi Sabi, which was really extraordinary. And these are five-star accommodations mm-hmm. right in the middle of the bush. So
wow.
one night I came back from dinner and there was a baboon on my doorstep.
A baboon.
Now, what are the odds of that, Willem? When has that last happened to you?
Well, last time I went to visit Steve at work, but that's beside the point.
Yes, well, we're talking real baboon. By the way, they're very nasty and you wouldn't want to touch one if you ever saw one. They're the most nasty.
Yeah. Consistent.
Sort of like Steven, right?
Sounds like the same guy.
I think they have a little bit more hair than Steven, but that's another story.
Same guy.
How far from Johannesburg do you have to go to find good game watching?
Maybe about 2 hours, and you're right in the bush. All year round, these places. The South African Tourist Board, by the way, in New York, there isn't a Canadian one. It's on Fifth Avenue in New York. They're very helpful.
Okay.
Tons of brochures, tons of information on the telephone if mm-hmm. anybody wanted to call. South African Airways as well as in Toronto.
Okay.
And they can definitely set you up with whatever your price
is. Your Canadian travel agent can book a trip like this?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So,
yeah, there's some good fares out there through tour operators.
I noticed that. In fact, I was looking at it this morning. I noticed there's some fairly affordable fares to Johannesburg. So
that's not too bad. It's not that expensive. And
it's
you
not
get
that
out there.
Expensive. But you want to stay a couple weeks. It's not a place you go for a week.
Where did you exchange your money? Can you exchange it there or did you do it here?
I exchanged it there. Okay. Everybody takes American money. So my suggestion is, of course, as with many parts of the world, to go over with American money.
Right.
That's pretty well the universal language.
Yeah, it seems to be.
And any bank will be delighted to take your American bills and give you their rands.
Oh, I would imagine so.
And
please, as fast as possible.
When I was there, it was about 6 to 1, and I remember being in a restaurant one night, and the most expensive thing on the menu was 42 rand, which the sort of buying power is the same
Seven
as
bucks.
Here. So my African friends who I was having dinner with looked at it. They would never, of course, order anything that costs 42 rands. It would be like you and I ordering a dinner that's $42. That's
Are you
expensive.
Kidding?
I, of course, did an immediate conversion and thought, that big steak for $7, bring it over.
Yeah, well,
you know?
U.S., that would work out to something like $11 Canadian?
Yeah. So you really get a lot of bang for the U.S. and Canadian bucks. So
definitely.
It's definitely the time to go.
Wow, something to do. So
and when you call the South African Tourism Board, they'll send you a little newsletter called South African Spectator, and there's a nice travel tip here. It says, to escape the grip of a crocodile's jaws, push your thumbs into its eyes, it will let go instantly.
Oh, God, I'd like
Steven,
go at you,
this
too.
Steven, this is news you can use, you know?
Yeah.
When you're over there, you need to know these things. You absolutely need to know
put
these things.
Put your thumbs into the eyeball?
Yes, put your thumbs into the eyes of a crocodile, and he will let go.
I imagine so.
Yeah, well, you need to know. I mean,
put
this
your
is
thumbs in my eyeballs. I'll let you go, too.
Oh.
Jeez.
I saw that on some of the women around here.
Thank you, Chad. That's not a nice thing to
just
say.
Go back
to
your massage over there,
keep
Chad.
Massaging, Chad.
So I did the African experience, which I quite recommend. And Stephen's quite right. They send all kinds of helpful information from the tourist.
Yeah, it's a very nice booklet and full-color pictures. And you get a newsletter, and they can put you to their mailing list and send you their updates as well.
I should add, too, that if anybody is planning a vacation over in South Africa, you'll want to really research it. So it's not something you just say, hey, you want to go next week? I mean, this is something you really want to look into because it's such a far distance and the airfare is expensive.
It's not like those spontaneous trips my buddies and I used to do.
No, it's not like getting in the car and driving up to where Steven is now. You know,
hey,
you
want
to
do a little
more research.
We're going to have to take a quick break. We're going to come back with some more South Africa and then Washington, D.C. The time seems to be flying here. Chad, let's roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on me,
go choose some razor blades.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
CIQC Montreal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
It is the time of the year, that once-a-year sale that we've all been waiting for you to save big time on all your mattress sets, bedding, linens, bedroom sets, whatever you need. You come to Dormez-vous, they pay the GST, they pay the PST on already reduced prices. You can save up to 60%, and they pay the tax. Thank you very much at both locations, 3952 Auto Route 440 near Curie-LaBelle and Chaminade-Laval, and at Centennial Plaza, Sources Boulevard and DDO. But hurry, it's a limited-time offer.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Everyone knows the most important meal of the day is breakfast. So Tasso's here to tell you to start your day at Tutti Frutti. They serve breakfast like mom used to make. Eggs as fresh as your teenager. Bacon, ham, or sausage stacked high on the plate. Crepes that are so light and fluffy you'll say, mon dieu. And fresh fruit platters and frappes that'll get you through the day. Breakfast at Tutti Frutti's will remind you so much of mom's, you might even kiss the waitress.
Is that my
tip? Tutti Frutti on De Laurentides and Laval, LaBelle and St. Jerome, Taschereau and Brossard, St. Catherine West and Westmount, and now in Les Galeries des Sources, DDO.
I'm here with a member of the Renault Depot Price Patrol, who secretly surveys other stores looking for lower prices. Their voice has been altered to protect their identity. What is the hardest part of your job?
Actually finding a lower price than Renault Depot.
Any luck?
Well, once.
What happened?
I told my boss, and he lowered our price on the spot.
So much for that one.
I guess I'll keep working on it.
Renault Depot, driving down the cost of home improvement.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
We're going off the deep end here on Travel World. It's Willem Backus in studio with the lovely and talented Melanie Reffes. We got Stephen and Jessica on the line. They're out in Shawinigan doing our little tour. And we just had the voice there of Cynthia Fodor from Des Moines, Iowa, one of our correspondents as well. She, when we were out in Des Moines, Stephen and I, we observed the film site for the bridges of Madison County. And the neighboring county is Polk, and that's where Des Moines is. But and Cynthia was telling us this one story about how she was woken up late at night one evening and to all kinds of loud noises, banging, God knows what it was. Turns out her husband, there was a bat in the house. And the silly things that her husband was trying to do, I mean, for me, I just leave the window open and try to steer the bat out bad. This guy threw in cheesecloth and all kinds of assorted power tools and a hammer, whack, whack, trying to get the bat. I mean, the worst sounds you could imagine. So
typical male.
Yeah, typical male. But it, to hear Cynthia tell the story was so hilarious. Steve and I were rolling around in the seats, both disgusted because of the bat story and also laughing our heads off because of the way Cynthia was telling us what her husband did. And Steve and I are probably going to write a little follow-up to the bridges of Madison County. We're going to be calling the Bats of Madison County.
So. The Bats of Polk County, actually.
Well, that would be more geographically accurate,
too. Geographically accurate.
Yes, I know. And I know when I took geography to write humor, you know, I told myself I would never tell a geographically inaccurate joke.
And you kept to it.
Yeah.
Well, I have a wonderful suggestion for every husband out there who wants to be really nice to their wife in the next couple of weekends.
Okay.
And everybody listening wants their husband to be real nice to them, extra special.
You bet.
That would be to take them to the Four Seasons Hotel in Washington, which is where I went after Africa to chill out. I went from the bush to absolute luxury like I had never seen before.
Wow.
all of us deserve it for at least a weekend. In fact, the Four Seasons Hotel near Georgetown in Washington is the only Five Diamond Hotel in Washington.
Wow.
And it's newly renovated. They spent, if you can imagine, $20 million, which is U.S. money, which is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
For 60 new rooms. And I'm telling you, when they brought me up to my room and put the key in it and I opened the door, I just about fainted. I had never seen a more beautiful hotel room in my life.
Tell
and
us
I've been
about
in
it.
A lot of them.
Tell us
it
about
was
it.
Extraordinary. It was just, the bathroom was bigger than my apartment here in Montreal. I think I took 3 showers a day just because I didn't want to leave it. It was so comfortable. They had gizmos. You'd love it, Willem. They had electronic draperies and gadgets and gizmos everywhere.
Oh, boy.
The beds are so legendary in the Four Seasons Hotel that people want to buy them, and they actually sell the mattresses. They're made
kidding.
They're made specifically for the Four Seasons, and people have the best night's sleep they've ever had, and they want to walk out with the mattress. So you got a few extra bucks to spend, you can walk out with their mattress, too. You have to buy it. And it's definitely the most wonderful sleep I had. But mind you, I was coming out of the bush in Africa, so
can't
there you
go. Can't just slip it in a suitcase. Huh?
No, you can't just put it in your overnight bag and walk out. The spa and the gym, I know we were talking about spas before up in Shawinigan, but this fitness center, which is brand new to the hotel as well, which I should add is a Canadian chain, the Four Seasons.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't know that. A little piece of Canadian trivia.
Did you know that?
Yes. The bikes, get this, the bikes in the gym have their own CD players, televisions, VCRs on the handlebars of the bike.
On the bike?
So when you walk in, you go, you pick a movie or a CD, your own private. Now, the laziest of us can sit on a bike and pedal while we're watching a movie. It's fabulous.
Holy cow.
And then you finish it and you go to a little sort of cafe bar and read a newspaper. This is all called a gym. Can you imagine? This is what we avoid our whole life. It's a wonderful way to get back into fitness or introduce yourself to it.
I'm telling me.
And I should add as well that when you're doing your luxury weekend there, if you're going to get somebody to take you away, which is so spectacular, you have to go downstairs to the Seasons restaurant. I've never had seen this food should be in the Museum of Modern Art. It was simply spectacular and quite delicious and well worth every American penny that you spend.
Something like that. You're telling me a bit about the art down in that hotel, something called sock art?
Yeah, it's a really interesting idea. They have filled the hotel rather with very valuable pieces of art that is owned by the hotel's owner, actually.
Sock art, this is not what comes out of my dryer, is it?
No, not your dryer, but it's kind of somebody's dryer. And one of the pieces of art, one of the collections in the hotel, is art that was done by somebody called Raymond Matterson. And he's an American guy who got into trouble with too much cocaine and alcohol, ended up in jail. And while he was in jail, he unraveled all the socks and he embroidered images that he remembered when he was a free man, like going to his graduation, going to a prom, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it took him 50 hours and 1,200 stitches for these little pieces of artwork, which are so, so beautiful. They're in some of the brand newly renovated
on
suites.
A sock, embroidered art.
Yeah, he took the socks apart in the cell.
Okay.
They gave him a needle. Mm-hmm. I guess he was like a good model prisoner or something.
I suppose. Yeah.
And he started embroidering, something that he learned, I believe they told me, from his grandmother. And he just sat there all day in the cell and made these embroidered pictures out of sock threads.
Wow.
And the stuff is so beautiful. It's now in museums. This guy's released from jail. He lives in upstate New York. And the stuff's in museums all over America. And I if you don't get in a room with the sock art, see if you can ask one of them to take you in. It's beautiful.
Really?
It's beautiful.
Something
yeah.
worth seeing.
It's
there.
Quite extraordinary. The other thing about the Four Seasons is they love Canadians because it was started by a Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
If you're down there and you have a wedding, they'll give you all kinds of cheaper rates. So if you're thinking of getting married, you might as well do it in Washington. It's a beautiful hotel.
Wow, that's a nice place to go. Yeah. What other stuff did you do while you're down in Washington?
This hotel is right in Georgetown, which is a beautiful sort of part of Washington, not anywhere near the Smithsonian. It's the other end of it. And it's basically a long sort of neighborhood strip of very funky shops and very interesting restaurants and a lot of walking, a lot of cafes. It was really hot when I was there. I must say it was like in American language about 95 degrees.
Yow.
So you can only walk so much. And knowing that this amazing luxury was just a block away, I got to admit, Willem, I'm going to confess
shower.
On the radio.
Take another shower.
I didn't leave the room all that much. With all that wonderful TV and all that great gym stuff to do in the gym.
Sure.
But it's very accessible, Washington, of course. I mean, there's always so much to do there. If you're not into one of the many museums of the Smithsonian, it's a walking sort of city. Completely the opposite of Johannesburg.
I got to check out those TVs and CD players on the bikes. I mean, I used to like all the little flashing red lights on the life cycles here at the gym.
Oh, that's nothing compared to this. I thought I was in a theme park of fitness. I thought, oh my God, exercise is not so bad after all.
Or attempted fitness, that is.
Well, you can attempt it. You can do a pretty reasonably good attempt as long as you're watching a movie or watching CNN or something on the bike.
Speaking of attempted fitness, karate's back in season. Stephen and I, we took back up this Wednesday, our first day back, eh, Steve?
Yeah, first day back, still feeling a bit stiff from it because it gets takes a bit getting back. Used to.
Uh-huh.
But you really feel good after after attending karate.
Now you tell me you're martial arts experts.
After yeah.
You bring me down to the studio.
Well, I'm a halfway to black belt in our style. Stephen is just a level below me there. And we're doing very well. But, geez, nothing like our first day there. You remember that, Steve?
Well, the first day. it was 2 years ago. We're in our third year now. And I went in the room. It was a hot, muggy day. It was warm in there. And I hadn't done any exercise for like years. And I turned around, and Willem had gone. He had to go home to change.
I had to get my gi.
You had to get your gi and get. But I didn't realize this. I figured, here I am, stranded in a room, having to do exercise, and I am all alone. I've been stranded and sent into purgatory for an hour and a half of having to work out and nobody there to, I would be, dropping dead of all the exercise, and there wouldn't be anyone around it. Tell them which funeral home I had to be taken to.
Who gets your radio show?
D.A. Collins. <yeah. clears throat> one of the funny things that we noticed about going to karate is that you can go in there feeling terrible and walk out feeling great. I mean, Stephen, like last time, eh?
Yes, last week, I mean, I splitting headache and my sinuses acting up. They're getting a little better now.
Yeah.
I said, well, why would I, maybe I'd stay home, don't want to go do any exercise. But it shows the benefits of exercise. You go there, and you're in the group, and it's the camaraderie, and you do what you feel up to that day, but you leave feeling so much more refreshed and better for yourself.
I actually, I can understand that. I felt better leaving the Four Seasons having done my bicycling there, watching a movie.
Watching a movie. One thing, though, about this particular class, I mean, it's Bunkai Karate Do with Sensei Ron Philpott. I got to give him the plug.
Right, 6840113.
What an amazing sensei. Anyway, geez, time's already up, Steve.
An hour has just gone right by. I've been here in Shawinigan, heading off after the Auberge du Gouverneur to go to Le Baluchon with Jessica Moore, one of our correspondents.
Well, the week has gone by again. We're going to have another show next week based on what, Steve?
We're heading down to the Biggie, the New England Exposition down in Springfield, Mass, and meeting up with Mr. New England himself.
Manny Witt. In stereo, we're available. Well, it's been a wonderful week. As much as we like to travel, we love to come back home once again to Canada's greatest city, Montreal. For Travel World, I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Melanie Reffes with Willem.
And Stephen.
And I'm with
Jessica Moore.
There we go.
I'm Stephen Pickford. Join us again next Saturday from 11 to noon for Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's interactive information station.
Dans le silence de l'hiver.
This is AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's first radio station.
At 12 noon, 21 degrees in Montreal. I'm Hudson Foga with AM 600 News. Skies are clearing. The Bay and Eaton's officially opposed putting English on their indoor signs when the government asked them for their position back in 1993. The Gazette has obtained letters written by the big stores stating they didn't want to pay the cost or provoke violent repercussions from customers. Alliance Quebec this week instigated a campaign to pressure national businesses to get more English up on their signs. Eaton's chief executive officer is now saying they'd be willing to consider that, but only if competing stores were required to do the same. The ownership consortium of the Montreal Expos has flat...